Hello everyone, my name is Linda and I'm presenting on behalf of my team, Yadon Liu, Carissa Pernomal, Grace Pernomal, Melissa Wang, and Brian Jick, our study on the labial dentalization of bilabial stops in spontaneous English smiled speech. So a lot happens when we speak. A complex coordination among articulators needs to take place in order for speech to happen. But if we look beyond just the articulators and consider speech as an embodied process, there are many other factors that can influence how we talk. I'm going to invite you to consider facial expressions. When we're smiling, the muscular demands that a smile places on our lips directly contradict the muscle activation necessary to produce a lip closure required for bilabial stops. An easy way to picture this conflict is through a tug of war. In previous English studies, researchers have found a pattern where bilabial stops are produced as labial dentals during smiled speech. These results suggest that the body resolves the tug-of-war conflict by placing muscular suppression on one muscle force. But these studies are limited in generalizability for three main reasons. Number one, data was collected from only one speaker. Number two, the smiles are not genuine. And number three, the laboratory speech is not spontaneous. So to address these limitations, our study examines how does the body resolve the smiling lip closure conflict for bilabial productions in spontaneous social smiled speech. To do this, we extracted 22 YouTube videos of native English speakers, 11 self-identifying males and 11 self-identifying females in spontaneous social settings, and we examined them for the production of bilabial phonemes. We used OpenFace, which is a software that measures the intensity of facial action units, which I'll refer to from now on as FAU, to analyze the degree of activation of two specific FAUs. The first one, the lip corner puller, and the second one, the lip tightener. The lip corner puller is activated during smiling, while the lip tightener is activated during bilabial closures. Here are the results that we found. The first graph you see indicates the intensity of the lip corner puller. When you are simultaneously smiling and producing a bilabial stop, this is indicated by the red line, you can see that the lip corner puller gets suppressed compared to the green line, which represents simultaneous smiling and bilabial productions. What this relative suppression means is that the smile is being sacrificed so that lip closure can happen. This corresponds well with what's happening in the graph below, which shows lip tightener intensity. As a reminder, the lip tightener is activated during bilabial closures. As you can see by the red line, the lip tightener demonstrates the greatest intensity when producing a bilabial closure in the smiled condition. This means that the lip muscles are working extra hard to counteract the opposing activation induced by a smile. So in short, when we are producing a bilabial closure when smiling, our body suppresses the smile in order to prioritize the lip closure. Our study set out to verify the generalizability of previous laboratory results, and after analyzing the smiled bilabial tokens of spontaneous speech found on YouTube, our findings validate the previous conclusion that the body uses selective muscular suppression to resolve the tug-of-war conflict between articulators. In other words, depending on the outcome that the body prioritizes, whether it's a smile or a bilabial closure, certain muscles will get suppressed while others get augmented. At this point, we need to discuss one major limitation to our study. We cannot guarantee that the intensity of FAU truly reflects the intensity of muscle activation. So, along this vein, we believe that future studies should address this by using biomechanical simulations to verify the correlation between FAU and facial muscle activation. And this has been my presentation. Thank you so much for listening.